So when I walked in there, you know, I was by myself, of course, and first people I ran into had a whole bunch of food and clothing ready for migrants. And I said, "Oh, are you from the Red Cross?" And they said, very kindly, the guy said, "No, we're from Switzerland." And I realized the Red Cross was part of their flag. You know, I felt like a dumb American, you know. Are you with the Red Cross? No, but they were very kind. There was also a group from Romania that had come in 12 hours, 1,000 kilometers driving to relieve another group that had already been there. So they drove all through the night, and now it was, you know, early morning, and they were still there and going to stay there. And there was also some Hungarian volunteers and a couple of Red Cross volunteers.
Well, take us back to that border point where you were with the volunteers from Romania and Switzerland. You got word that a train was going to be coming, bringing migrants.
Yes.
The train arrived, and what happened?
Yes. Well, the train arrived, and they offloaded the people at this town that I said, and then they started walking the 5 kilometers to the border that we were at. We were waiting for them. And they did have vehicles. Some of the Swiss had a couple of vehicles, so they went to the train station to pick up families with with babes in arms and injured people. And so the first group arrived and got out of the ambulances and started walking towards us to get some food or whatever. And there was 2 people in wheelchairs and 2 people with crutches just hobbling along, you know, because you couldn't really travel by car any further. They'd gone as far as they could. And a few women with very young babes in arms. And there was even a tent, and on the sign it said babies. And I was told that almost every day a woman would give birth right there in the middle of, you know, in a tent in the middle of this field with very limited resources. And so in any event, they came. And, you know, then shortly thereafter, the younger men who walked faster, they came by the tens and then by the dozens of tens and then by the hundreds. So it wound up that it must have been about 1,300 people arrived in that morning, and there was maybe 30 volunteers altogether. And so I saw that very soon the volunteers were being overrun, and it was hard. There was a guy who was a cook, a Swiss cook, and he had made these huge pots of rice, and the people were just pushing and shoving and holding out these little plastic plates we had to try and get some of that hot rice. And obviously, they were really hungry. And there were children in the back, 2 or 3, sometimes many, many, many children under 10 years old were there. Relatively few young males, but there were numbers of young males out of that whole group. And so I was helping to dish out the rice at first and, you know, trying to give plates to people who said they had children or actually children right there waiting. And a few times one of the Swiss people had to stop the serving because they were starting to push in on us. You know, they were just hungry and worried that the person in front of them will get the last dish because then there would be no more. So that went along for a while. And then I was helping also trying to get then shoes and socks. Every single person had their socks and shoes were just totally soaked. Some of them, you know, the sole was flapping a little bit. They were really not a very good shape. But as they came in, and just to back up to 30 seconds or so, as they came in, the first groups and the second, whatever, I would say welcome, and so would the other people. And they all would say thank you back, or at least smile in acknowledgement. So there was none of this anger that you've seen and read about a little bit. They were all really appreciative of this.